This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it is draft week, and Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase are taking over Resurgence Brewing for the ultimate draft night party on Thursday, April 24th at 7 p.m. Tickets are $45. They include pizza and all-you-can-drink beer and well drinks. Enjoy live analysis, huge TVs, and crystal clear sound so you don't miss a pick. Plus local vendors including Paul's Donuts and giveaways all night, including an all-inclusive fantasy football party for 12 at Resurgence Brewing, courtesy of Resurgence. No purchase necessary. Get your tickets now at resurgencebrewing.com. Folks, it doesn't end there. It's draft week. Get ready for draft night on April 25th at Whalen Brewing Company in Orchard Park. Join us at the ultimate draft party from 7 to 10 p.m. hosted by Jeremy and Joe. Test your knowledge with five rounds of trivia for awesome prizes, courtesy of Whalen, plus a special themed menu. Don't miss this party. Visit WGR550.com for details. It is draft week. Should be very, very fun. We have a few more days to digest everything that's happening here. Yeah, I don't know. It's really good. Really good debate, talk about, you know, how this all works here with the first round and rumors of teams only having maybe 12 first round. There's one I read, 12 first round grades. That's it. I know Jeremy hates that. That whole thing, like, what do you mean? They take him the first round, it's first round grades. I know. It's not. I get what he's saying, but we've had fun with it over the years. You know, the way teams grade, it's, you know, historically, okay, well, this guy would normally be a first rounder. This guy would be a second rounder, third rounder. And this year, there seems to be consensus, far less first round talented players, guys that you'd normally take in the first round, you have that high graded, that they are, to you, what would normally equal a first round pick, available. So the question becomes, I think from a Bills perspective, how many do the Bills have? We don't know. Maybe we'll find out from Brandon Bean. He's told us before. Sometimes he said, yeah, we have 20. I don't know if he's actually given a specific number. He gives you a little more of a generality on it. But the Bills are picking at 30. I'm going to tell you this. They're not going to have 30 first round picks. You never do. Teams never have graded players. 30 first round graded players. Most drafts, 20 to 25. Most drafts. This draft, far less. So this gets you to, well, how do the Bills treat that then? Do they stick at 30? You take a player at 30 and say, hey, we're hoping that someone that we have a first round grade on continues to fall because other teams don't, and we get them at 30. That could happen. Or, yep, we're just going to have to, this is just the way the draft is this year. We're going to take a player at 30. It's our first round pick, but he's really more of a second round player, grade-wise. They could do that. I don't think they'd come out and say that to us, but they could do that. Or the other options are, I think less likely, but you never know. They have, let's say 13 or 14 first round graded guys. All of a sudden, one of those guys is sitting at 20. Brandon Bean goes, I'm moving up 10 spots. If I'm going to draft a first rounder, I want a first round guy. So I'm trading up 10 spots. How far, how high can the Bills go, though? How far would they be able to go up? What would that be, that cost? I mean, it's a massive jump to go and do what the Chiefs did the year the Bills famously traded with Mahomes becoming the pick in 2017. The Chiefs went from 27 to 10. That's a massive jump. You just don't get that much in the NFL. It happens. You don't get it that often. That's 17 spots. For the Bills to go up 17 spots from where they are right now, from 30 to 13, would cost a ton. That's Miami, by the way, 13. Who else is there? 14 is Indy. So you figure, let's just say they want to go to, I think Atlanta, right? Atlanta's a good example here. I said Atlanta's a team where they're going to probably need some picks. They're going to look to trade down. Somebody said, so is Minnesota. I agree with that. Atlanta has 5 picks. Minnesota at 24 in the entire draft. Minnesota only has 4 picks. 4. That's a sweet spot to maybe trade to. But again, is there a first-round graded guy at 24? Could be. And then you trade up. The higher you go, of course, the more you're going to give up. The other option is, I think more preferable by many people, myself included generally, is you start to get closer to 30, you see the way the board's falling, you don't have a first-round graded guy, it's going to be there for you, you don't necessarily love your options, you know you already have 2 picks in the second round, you say, let's trade back. We'll get more value. Let's get that third-round pick we don't have right now. Like, I think that's something that is very much on the table this year for Brandon Bean, just like it was last year. The Bills were sitting at 28, they traded down again. We leave Thursday night, leave the Bills media room, say, yeah, thanks, great food. Don't have a press conference about drafting anybody. I don't remember if Brandon Bean spoke or not, but either way, he might have. But they didn't draft anybody. The Bills held that first pick of the second round. That was Keon Coleman, of course, who they drafted. And that was after 2 move downs. So I think this can go either way. We'll see. We'll have a lot more for you all week long at WGR, WGR550.com. Make sure you're following along with me at Sal Sports on X and all other social channels and on YouTube, because Matt Bove and I today are going to record a draft podcast, another draft podcast. We've done some last week. I did another podcast with Carl Jones of Channel 4 WIVB. We did mock drafts. Each of us did one. We started off where I had the first pick and then went rotated, even odd, you know, I go 1, you go 2, I go 3, you go 4. And then we did it again, but we went the opposite way. He started, I go 2, he goes 3, I go 4. Pretty interesting how the board falls differently for both those scenarios. And then today, Matt Bove and I will be doing and recording another Always Game Day in Buffalo podcast. Make sure you are subscribed to get the latest edition and episode on video at Sal Sports on YouTube, and of course on audio wherever you pod, iTunes, Spotify, and the Odyssey app especially. Okay, we'll take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll wrap up your Monday here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Hockey playoffs, NBA and NHL playoffs are going on right now. We'll just touch on that briefly and get you kind of wrapped up here on a Monday, 4 days before the NFL draft.